it's always dangerous to have dogs that aren't under the supervision of the owner. Now, this was a minor enough attack in the sense that no animal lost their life, and I think there was one or two animals, maybe wool pulled on them, and they were worried by a dog or dogs. But it just goes to show you what can happen, and it's really devastating on a farmer to go out and find his sheep. Very often when they're worried by dogs, they're animals that has to be put down. There'll be a huge strain on the animals, and they'll be very difficult to handle, very difficult to get them into a shed after that, and they'll usually be extremely nervous. And I think there's a huge onus on dog owners to have them under their supervision at all times. And sheep are docile animals if they're treated right and if they're not worried by dogs. And I think it's important that dog owners realise their responsibility and keep their dogs under control at all times.
And as you said, Councillor, thank God it wasn't a too terrible of an attack, but these things can be worse. And as well as that, you know, some farmers depend on their sheep for their livelihoods, and it's very important to remember that dogs should be kept under supervision, and even to be vigilant of perhaps stray dogs in the area as well.
Oh, absolutely. And if dogs get into a large flock, they're going to do huge damage, because sheep are going to run in fences, and fences aren't going to be able to hold them. And there's a danger of the ones that's not damaged by the dogs running into dangerous land like bogs, falling into bog holes, into drains. Like, it's a huge problem, and I think everyone needs to be vigilant. If you're out for a walk and see a stray dog, I think you have to be trying to find out who it was and alerting the local farmers that their sheep is at risk.